Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Philip Wesley II, and you are president of McGuire Entertainment Group. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in promoting.
Well, awesome. Actually, your husband just reminded me I went to school with you at Andrews, and I was in a seminary at that time, and went on to be a pastor in the Northeastern Conference in New York. And right now I have two churches in Brooklyn, New Dimension, Seventh-day Adventist Church, and Triumphant Tabernacle Mission. And so it's been a pleasure just being a pastor. But being a pastor, I work with a lot of musicians, artists that come to the church. And one day it just dawned on me, a lot of our artists really does not get a lot of marketing and promotion. Then I started to do a little research. And we have 18 million Adventists around the whole world. So imagine if each ministry, each music, each artist were to get top promotion from their own church, you know, before they branch out outside, it would just be an awesome opportunity. And I was just playing with the idea, and one of my friends said, well, why don't you just start the ministry to do it? I said, wow, okay, sure. So then we started to get together with a group of young adults of the church, and it was first called McGuire Music Group, and then we decided to change it because we deal with so much other type of ministries, whether it be comedy, Christian comedy, whether it be planning a concert. So it became McGuire Entertainment Group, and that's how we got started.
So McGuire Entertainment Group, you promote? Do you promote filmmakers or?
Yeah, anybody that's doing great work for God, we want to promote that. We promote artists, Christian and independent artists, majority of them from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We've worked with other artists like David Bratton, who wrote the song Every Praise, sung by Hezekiah Walker. It went number one on the gospel billboards.
Amen.
Amen. So we've been working. He's just a humble gentleman. But we work with other artists like Sisters, Laos in Harmony, Dale Brown in Truth, and a group from Jamaica called Humble. And we've been just been blessed to partner up with another ministry called Harvest Time Production and Management, and some other ministries like Holy Ground and Major Chords and the Fisher Group. We've partnered up so that we can build a better strength in promoting artists and concerts.
Now, I'd like to share with our audience the social media platforms that they can learn more from you. Of course, their website is www.mcguireent, and that's spelled mcguireent.com. And then on Facebook, of course, it's facebook.com/mcguireent, which stands for the first three letters of entertainment. And then they can also Twitter you at the McGuire Enter Group. That's just E-N-T-E-R-G-R-P. That's Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
So someone, let's say a young family, they see that, you know, their teenage son is really a gifted musician. Do you do publicist work for them, or how would you promote that young man?
Well, you know, once we hear great talent, we just try to build our platform. So the Facebook platform is very important for us. My page alone, I have 5,000 people already on there. And then we have over 1,200 on our page that we're striving for 2,000. And then to build it up to 10,000 and 100,000. And because it's important to get the word out. So we tweet a lot. We put it on our Facebook a lot. And then we walk around and we just talk about the greatness. So even around here at this convention, there's just so many great artists, so many great opportunities to tell other people about what they're doing. And especially when they're doing it for God, we want people to know so that the gospel message spreads beyond our own platform.
Amen. So are you currently a pastor of two churches?
Yes, yes.
So how do you balance this ministry that God's laid on your lap with the ministry of, I don't know, it's almost like tent making. You know,
yeah.
People need tents. They need pastors.
Yeah, you know, it's God has just blessed us. I've since being at General Conference in San Antonio, Texas, in 2015 here, I've emceed already one concert. I'm emceeing another concert here. And God has just blessed me with time, opportunity to grow this ministry. It's a challenge.
Yes.
It's a challenge to balance everything, but we just try to do it by the grace of God.
Now, when I talk about tent making, do you make any money with this ministry?
At this point, we're not making a lot of money. We may plan a concert to raise some money to cover expenses, but we're also entrepreneurs that believe that the church can grow in building a business. And we pray that at some point the business pays off so that we can do bigger things for God. And we also empower people to start their own business as well so that the church can grow, that the church can prosper through stewardship of building a business. So, for instance, in a lot of the major cities, there are people who can build restaurants, vegetarian restaurants. And the part that bothers me is that I go to vegetarian restaurants in the city, but they're not owned by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And they're making money. I mean, people are in and out. And none of the people I see walking in are really Seventh-day Adventists. So that means that we have an opportunity to share our message of health to the world, our message of Jesus Christ through music through the world, through any platform, through this radio program, Life Talk, which I'll be posting on our page as well. But this is the type of platform we want to continue to push the people so that we build up more marketing for our own and we support our own. So I believe in bringing money back into the church, letting money be circulated back in the church. In fact, you look at all the booths that are around at GC and they're merchants. It would be great. People like Advent Source or any other business in the Adventist Church to create a merchant service device where people are swiping their card. And when they swipe their card, the money goes right back to the church.
Yeah.
So I always think on that entrepreneurial type of mindset. But I also believe that the gospel can be expanded.
Well, you know, the world has taken the motto, give or gain.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone with it, and they've discovered that when you give, you gain.
That's right.
I was trained in Metropolitan Life in their marketing department, and their mantra was, if you have a problem that money can solve, you don't have a problem. And I'm telling you, when I say that to a board, they're not impressed with that saying in the
right.
least. But the truth of the matter is, if you have a problem that can be solved with money, you don't have a problem.
That's right. That's right. In fact, the Bible says money answereth all things. So you're right about that. And, you know, I look at Abraham. Abraham was rich even when he walked away from his hometown.
Yes.
And so it's not a problem having the money, but it's all the intent and what we decide to do with it. The Bible says that money is the root of all evil, but money is not evil.
It is the answer right.
to a lot of things.
I think when I look at ministry, where it gets derailed is more in the political.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
And I mean, I guess we need to learn to be more politically astute, but it's
That's
usually
right.
in that realm, in that dimension that it gets derailed. So how did you become the president?
You know, going back to my friend just saying, hey, maybe you should start something. We got a group of people together, and we just formed the group. We incorporated it, And it's just a vision that came out of the heart of wanting to others to succeed. And also seeing that I have two daughters growing up, I need to leave a legacy behind for them as well. So the ministry just came out of, you know, out of just an idea. And now people are recognizing it. We also write for Message Magazine. I'm a writer for Message Magazine. Each issue, we talk about music, apps, and books.
Yeah.
So we promote that as well. And so in each arena, each avenue, we've been able to expand our territory.
And I just smile because when you start telling people everything that you do, they can't comprehend that you can do any of it well because you're spread so thin.
Right.
So how do you, I mean, I'm answering for myself because I'm kind of in the same situation. I'm a principal of a school. I teach for a university.
Wow.
I write for the Collegiate Quarterly on a regular basis. I've authored 6 books. And I don't feel like I do anything totally well. I mean, I feel like I'm like here and there. How do you balance that?
You know, the key is knowing when you're hitting that point of burnout. You have to know it and you have to recognize it and step back. And being a pastor, you kind of work with your own schedule. So I get my rest when I need it. Even this week, taking my girls to Six Flags, to SeaWorld, and just spending time with them, that's important for me. Taking them to the park, going to the beach. So I get a lot of breaks with hanging out with my daughters a lot and just spending time. And you know, and then what I do for myself, I make sure I take care of myself, whether it's getting the massage or whether it's spending time in the Word or whether it's just spending time in nature. You just have to know when to get that done and work it out. So, and I'm trying to get better in my structure. I'm trying to write down more things, you know. My friends say, write it down in your phone, you know. And I do forget some things. I do make some major mishaps sometimes in the schedule. I even once went to the wrong church to preach. And the pastor had 2 churches, and I went to the wrong one. So, you know, there have just been times you're just like, oh, man, I got to get this together. But so far, God has blessed me, my family. I have a great support with my mother, my father, my sister, and all the things that I need to get done. And even later on Hope TV, on the Hope Channel, I have one of my artists, Beverly Burton. Well, she's not my artist, but she's an artist I promote. And she'll be singing, you know, on a platform as well. So we were able to arrange that. And it's just a blessing.
Now, we got to take a break right here. But when we come back, I would really like to unpackage a few things. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. You know, be sure to like Education Currents on Facebook and also consider partnering with us in this educational ministry. You can share your resources or show ideas. My address is P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Or call me at 301-824-3162.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
How do you ask a boy out?
I remember my first official "this is going to cost me" date. There was this really neat girl who lived about 5 blocks from our house in Syracuse, New York. She was the older sibling of one of my sister's friends. I liked her because she was smart and funny, a combination I've always enjoyed in other people. I planned our date carefully and made sure I had enough money to cover it. Then I called her on the phone and said, "Hi, Mary, this is Charles. Would you like to go play miniature golf with me? We can get an ice cream afterward." "What flavor?" she asked. Together we rode our bikes to a nearby shopping center. I bought the golf tickets and we played 2 games. She beat me both times, but I didn't care. I was on a date. When you ask a boy out, make sure, one, you've got the money to cover expenses if there are any. Two, you outline exactly where you're going and what you want to do on the date. And three, you keep your parents or guardians informed of who, where, what, when, and how. If you play miniature golf, let the guy win once. And remember, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Proverbs 13:30, NIV. Pick your dates carefully, and then have a safe and wonderful time.
Money, plan, inform. Gotcha.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's treasure chest.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Philip Wesley II, president of McGuire Entertainment Group. And he is a man of many talents. He's a pastor of two churches. And he also started this ministry promoting artists, musical artists, maybe someone who is a writer or interested in film. You're not opposed to promoting anyone if their gift is for the glory of God.
Absolutely.
He has a family, and you were just talking to us before the break about how you balance being a pastor of two churches.
That's right.
Being a father.
Mm-hmm.
And this ministry. So I could tell that there's probably some strategies there that you could share with our listeners as far as how do you balance it out?
I'll tell you what, we're also working on an album called The Mega Project that will feature all of the artists that we're promoting on there. Now, the way we're doing it is just looking at time, and you know, social media is a great thing where you can multitask one thing with another.
Yes.
So I do a lot of social media, working from home and then going to my office at the church, and it's a challenge. The strategies, though, come with time management, knowing that you have time for this on this day, knowing that you have time for that on that day. And not only do I do those things, but I work with my community. I work with the 67 Precinct Clergy Council in Brooklyn, and we address gun violence in our community. So we do rallies for that as well. We're on the streets. But when you think about ministry, it all pretty much blends together, you know, and it increases another. So when an artist comes into town, they automatically come to my church. So it helps the growth and the ministry of my church as well. And then, you know, being a pastor has so many other levels to that, too. Counseling, visiting the members, making sure you call them, make sure you talk to them, make sure you prepare the sermons. So all of that, you just have to know when you have those times and just stick to it and be focused. And sometimes I can be distracted. I'm my own worst distraction. I am. But, you know, there are just times I just say, okay, I'm turning everything off. I'm turning the phone off. I'm turning everything off. I'm going to go focus on this word, on this sermon, because this is the time I have to take to get it done. And I still have to deliver a good word and still have to write, still have to research. So there's a lot that happens from day to day. And my days are random. I could be on the streets praying and preaching, you know, one day. We can be in an office in a meeting with the Brooklyn Borough President or the mayor or any other political figure. We can be in a meeting with them addressing what's going on in our community. And so that has just been the challenge, but it's also been a blessing.
When I think of everything you're telling me, I would say that probably as a child, maybe you should have been diagnosed as ADHD.
Oh, my friend tells me I have that. I can't stay still. Even when I'm at church and I'm on the pulpit, you know, I've got to be involved. I got to do something. I can't just sit there all day, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, and so what traditional education out there has termed a disability really is a gift.
Amen.
And another, and I'm looking at the various avenues that you promote, you know, through the social media, Facebook.com at McGuire Int or Instagram, Twitter.
Sure.
Your website. If I go to your website, describe to me what I would see there.
Oh, yes. Well, when you go to our website, you'll see some of the artists that we've worked with. Some of the concert artists we've planned with. You'll see what we're about, our description. You'll see some videos of interviews I've done with artists like Fred Hammond, a music video that I'm in with a group that I'm a chaplain for, Laos in Harmony. And, you'll see some other features. And even right now, we're promoting just different events. And then if it's a ticketed event, you'll see purchase ticket here. And you'll be able to buy the ticket for that event. So we promote a lot through the website. But the closest updates or the updates are driven through our Facebook page.
Yes, and I always wondered about Facebook, but it's really, it never died down. It's just growing more and more. I'm going to ask you to do a favor. We have interviewed Freddie Washington a number of times. He is one of the directors in the Brooklyn Tabernacle. So when you go there, if it ever is impressed upon your mind, go and touch base with him. Tell him that you were also interviewed by Rose and Mike Gamblin.
Absolutely.
And he is a musician. His father, I think, was also a Freddie Washington, a fantastic pianist.
Okay.
But he's a musician, so you'd have something in common. And I just think that would be, as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, a lot of gifted and talented musical type of people are ADHD. I mean, they're just driven to get a million things done.
That's right, you know. And where it could sound like a distraction, it's just been an extra blessing.
Right, and you just say, Lord, take my mind, take the direction. I thought I was going in this direction. Oops, okay, Lord, I'll go in that direction and not be stressed out about it.
That's right. And just let me give a shout out to Virtue, who just released their single. It's called Walk It Out. Walk It Out, Virtue, another artist rooted out of Oakwood University. And so they're doing phenomenal work. And then we also want to take a note that Take Six, an a cappella group that's been out for over 25 years, they've been inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2014.
Fantastic.
So as far as to my knowledge, the only Adventist-rooted group that is in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame right now.
Well, we've come to the end of our show. I have one last thing to say, and that is
keep learning.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.